אז אנחנו קוראים מספר פסח בעמוד 450.
So, we are reading Talmud Esra Sfirot, Part 15, Item 6, the construction of Nukva de Zalampin. Again, the Passover booklet, Part 15, Item 6. There's a suggestion of the friends to renew the intention before we start reading Tas.
Please go ahead, sure.
Okay, so we're going to focus our intention on connection, on prayer to bring contentment to the Creator. So let's focus our intention together, quietly. Again, let's renew our connection to connect with a prayer to bring contentment to the Creator, and we will do it quietly.
עמוד 457, אות וו, דברי הארץ.
עמוד 10 ספירות, Part 15, Item 6. The thing is that it's known that from Tiferet of Ima, she becomes Keter of Zeranpin. And when she too rises up to there, and her Keter will be in Tiferet of Ima, like him.
We're talking about Malchut here.
Their keters will be equal.
The keter of Malchut and the keter of Zeranpin, they were all together, both standing at the Tiferet of Ima.
And both will be one, since both will be regarded as Tiferet de Ima, which is one Sfira.
If both ascend to the upper, and the upper they have to unite, because the upper unites them, and then they become as one, but only when they're in the upper.
And then she will not need to receive her illumination through Zeranpin, but both will be receiving their illumination from Ima.
From the Tiferet of Ima.
Each in itself, and they will not need one another. And Zon will be equal in their existence like Abba Ve'ima. As mentioned in the Idra, Abba Ve'ima came out as one and are staying as one, exist as one. This is the completion of her growth, and then all the worlds are in complete correction.
Meaning, what's supposed to happen at the end of correction? that Malchut will ascend to Zeranpin, and with, together with Zeranpin will ascend to Bina, up to the Tiferet of Ima, and there what she receives together with the Zeranpin from the upper Ima really fulfills her completely. She is included of all of the vessels of Zeranpin and all of the vessels of Zat of Ima down to the Chazeh, and then receives the upper light from the Keter, Chokmah, and the Gal of Bina. And what follows then is that the bestowal of the Creator is Keter Chokhmah and Gal of Bina, and the reality of the lower one is Malchut Zeranpin and up to the Tiferet of Ima. And this is how they meet at the Chazeh of the Tiferet of Ima, and there the created being is fulfilled with the upper light of the Creator. Yes.
Do we read again or below?
Again, of course.
Item 6. The thing is that it's known that from Tiferet of Ima, the Keter for Zeranpin is made. And when she too rises up to there, and her Kitra is in Tiferet of Ima like him, their Keters will be equal, and they will, and the two of them will be as one. For the two of them will be regarded as Tiferet de Ima, which is one Sfira. Then, she will not need to receive her illumination through Zeranpin. Rather, both will be receiving their illumination from Ima, each one in itself, and they will not need one another, and Zon will be equal in their existence, like Abba ve'Ima. As mentioned in the Idra, Abba ve'Ima came out as one and exist as one. This is the completion of her growth, and then all the worlds are in complete correction.
Now below.
Reading Opnimi. Item 6. Both will be Tiferet Ima, which is one Sfira, and then she will not need to receive her illumination through Zeranpin, but both will be receiving their illumination from Ima, equal like Abba ve'Ima. Here we have to remember what is written in part 5 regarding the original Zat Chagat Nehim. It was explained there that all the essential ones are Zeranpin and Nukva, and they are only Netzach and Hod Dezat. And the Chagat in them are from the Hitkalilut of the upper ones, Gao, which are Kachab. But since Kachab descended to the state of Vak, they were called Chagat. And you find that Chagat Na, and they are Chagat Na Dezat, which are like Kachab Zon of the general Chagat, Kachab Zon. And therefore, they are called five Chasadim or five Gvurot.
The Zeranpin is the five Chasadim, and
because essentially they are only Chagat Na. And Yesod is only the general of those five, meaning the general Hei Chasadim, five Chasadim. Likewise, Malchut is only the five Gvurot, the general five Gvurot, as is written there at length.
First of all, I'm turning to all of our students. Whoever does not understand what it says here, no problem. Sit, listen, and think that this has to influence you and give you the understanding, the reforming light. It says about this, it's not the wise that learns, who studies. Someone who knows, it's worthless. It's not physics, it's not chemistry, it's not something that you can grasp in your mind. We're studying this in order for this to give us a remedy, meaning for us to start feeling how these actions occur in us, inside of us. That's it. this is what we have to feel. So let's read, and let's read with the expectation of feeling it. Not that we'll understand it, but that we'll feel how it acts inside of us.
Because of it, Zon d'Atzilut clothed Nehi d'Arichanpin, and Zaranpin is Netzach d'Arichanpin, and Nukva is regarded as Hod d'Arichanpin, meaning that this is their share in the original nine sfirot of Arichanpin. Zaranpin is Netzach of the original nine sfirot. Nukva is Hod of the original nine sfirot. Since Netzach and Hod are the essence of Zon, and he is the cause of Nukva being below Zaranpin, and their level is not the same, because they are two unique or separate sfirot, one below the other. Hod being below Netzach, and must receive from Netzach. We could ask about that. How is it possible that Zaranpin and Nukva will ever be on the same level, since they come from two distinct sfirot, Netzach and Hod, which are one below the other? Indeed, this came to her because she was constructed of the rib of Zaranpin, as was explained below, in the construction of the Nukva. Because by this, Netzach and Hod were included in one b'china, discernment, and Nukva took for her part Netzach de Zaranpin too. By this, the two of them are included in one sfira, and can therefore be on the same level. In this itkalelut, mingling of Netzach and Hod, there are two discernments. One, Zaranpin, which is whose origin is Netzach de Zaranpin, de Arichanpin, descends and is included in Hod de Arichanpin. By this, it is included with Nukva in one sfira, and they can be on an equal level. The second is that the Nukva, whose b'china is in Hod d'Arichanpin, ascends and is included in Netzach d'Arichanpin. By this, she is included with Zaranpin in one sfira, and can be with him on the same level. The difference between the two kinds of Hitkalelut is that through the Hitkalelut of Netzach in Hod, although by this they become one level, still she needs to receive her abundance from the sfira of Netzach d'Arichanpin, from which Zaranpin extends. You find that even when they are on the same level, she must receive all her abundance through Zaranpin, her husband. However, through the Hitkalelut of Hod in Netzach, she is completely like the level of Zaranpin, because now she nurses from Tiferet d'Arichanpin like Zaranpin. And Zaranpin has no advantage over her anymore. All that is explained about the grip of Zon in Tanhi d'Arichanpin is exactly the same as their grip on Tanhi de'ima. For everything they receive from Arichanpin is only through clothing in Abba ve'ima. And you find that the two above-mentioned divisions in the Hitkalelut of Netzach and Hod d'Arichanpin also apply to Tanhi de'ima. In the Hitkalelut of Netzach in Hod, the Zon are on an equal level, and Nukva must receive from Netzach de'ima. Because of it, she must necessarily receive from Zaranpin, her husband, whose root is in Netzach de'ima. However, by the Hitkalelut of Hod in Netzach, the Nukva is already in Netzach the Ima and receives from Tiferet the Ima like Zeranpin. And then there is no advantage anymore for Zeranpin over her, and she no longer needs him. He said, from Tiferet of Ima, Keter for Zeranpin is made. And when she too rises up there, and her Kitra is in Tiferet the Ima like him, their kettles will be equal, and the two of them will be in one kettle. Since both will be regarded as Tiferet the Ima, which is one Sfira, and they will not need one another, and Zon will be equal in their existence like Abba ve'Ima, who came out as one and exist as one. Meaning that when Hod ascends and is included in Netzach, the Nukva is in one, the same Sfira as Zeranpin, and both have the same root called Keter. Meaning Tiferet de Ima. Since the Sfira of Netzach suckles from her upper one, which is Tiferet. And this is regarded that they both use the same Keter, like upper Abba ve'Ima. For the whole reason that Abba ve'Ima are regarded as one is that the two come from one Sfira, which is Bina De'Arich Anpin. Hence, when they rise to guard the Arich Anpin and mate on the Maslin, the fortunes, or the droplets, then they too use the same Keter of Arich Anpin, and all this is because Abba ve'Ima are always one Sfira of Bina De'Arich Anpin. Now that Netzach De'Arich Anpin raised to him the Hod, and Nukva was included in his Netzach, the Zon are also included in one Sfira, De'Arich Anpin, which is Netzach. For this reason, they too use the same Keter like Abba ve'Ima. We could ask about that from what the Ari writes, that Keter de Abba is higher than Ima, because Abba took Keter and Chochmah de Bina, and Ima took Bina de Bina. For this reason, she is deficient compared to Keter de Abba, as in Gam and Im, because there it is about Abba ve'Ima at the level of Sag, meaning when Bina De'Arich Anpin in her grip, to which Abba ve'Ima grip, emerged from Rosh De'Arich Anpin. And here, the Ari speaks of Mochin de Zeranpin, where Abba ve'Ima are now on the level of Abba. Meaning, when Bina De'Arich Anpin arose and became Rosh and Gar, at which time Abba ve'Ima use the same Keter for both. And the reason is simple. Because when Bina De'Arich Anpin emerges from the Rosh, all the merit of Gar that she has is because Gar the Bina are in a state of, for he desires mercy, ki chafetz chesedu, and no masach, screen, ke diminisher, as it is written in the previous part. But compared to Abba, who is regarded as chokhmah, she is still regarded as lacking the rosh, because in the end, she cannot receive chokhmah from the masach, she can't receive Chochmah because of the Masach under Mochastima'a. But Abba, who is Chochmah, is not so limited by the Masach of Mochastima'a, because the Masach is not rooted at all above Chochmah. And Chokhmah from related to Arich Anpin did not come out of the Rosh.
Okay, so here we're already going a bit into Chokhmah Stima and Chokhmah Arich Anpin. It's a bit harder. We have to explain this. So in the meantime, I see that only Kiev has a question. Kiev, what's up?
Yes, dear teacher, tell me. There's a feeling of a connection with the Ten when we all connect. This is one thing. I understand that it happens in every spiritual work. Baal HaSulam writes that there are all kinds of connections on all kinds of degrees. How does the ascent of my feeling with the Ten happen? The feeling of connection between them. How does it happen, this ascent?
The more we connect with one another in the Ten, the greater, the stronger, the compression, the more we discover the force of unity there. It means that we give them a stronger, more intensive kli of connection, and then accordingly he can reveal himself in that kli. That the kli that we're making, that it'll be similar to the light that enters it, meaning only to the measure to which we connect, unite, compress ourselves together more strongly, the more the upper light can reveal itself. And so much so that we start feeling it. It's present now as well, only we're separated. We're in a separated state. If we start coming closer to each other at heart, which is called one man and one heart, then the upper light will be able to reveal itself, because that is its quality of being one. And if we unite as one, then it will be able to reveal itself in us. This is the only thing that we have to do. The principle is very simple. Only it's hard to realize it because it's against our nature. But if we understand this, and each one starts awakening the others, and we envy each other, and we really want to be no less than others, then we use our different egoistic forms, and by them, we can also come closer to the connection. And this is called help made against him. This is called that the angel of death becomes the holy angel. That it's precisely the ego that, if we use it correctly, it can push us toward connection. It's like you use the sails, you use the opposite wind in order to go against the wind. You use the wind that's blowing against you, but you use the sail in order to go one way and the other, and you use part of that wind that comes against you, and you use it in order to push your ship, your boat, a bit to the right, a bit to the left, but still, it's all forward. This is how we go. And this is how we use the upper force, that even though that it is against our nature, but there is something about our nature that, yeah, we do want it. I don't want to be less than the friends, but it's an egoistic quality. Great, no problem. So I'm using my ego. I want to be no less than them. Even more. So I'm using my ego and it's advancing me. It's called that the angel of death gradually becomes the holy angel. And the main thing is that not to be afraid to keep on going, and there is just one thing that we have to do. We have to reach connection. And after the connection, there is dissemination. Don't forget about this, because to the measure to which we disseminate the method of correction, look what the Creator is now doing with humanity. So we explain to humanity that there is no point in cursing the coronavirus and our life altogether, because by this, God forbid, we curse the Creator. But we have to be grateful for all that there is. This opens a new world for us. A new world for the living, for the dead, doesn't matter for whom and what. A new world is coming, and we'll no longer go back to the old world. We'll no longer go back to how things were. Forget about it. Start opening yourselves to the new world. That our life, I really hope that this virus will be enough in order to push us toward connection. And God forbid, if it won't, then there will be much stronger blows that will push us toward connection. And those that are more in connection, making a plea for the reception of the upper light, they are the successful ones. Baltia.
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 Yesav, there is a dilemma in the Baltia group. I know it may not be a question that should be directed to you, but I tried to answer, but no one answered me. When this platform of Galaxy showed up, Baltia became something like the city of Shushan. Everyone were scattered. For several years, the whole of the Baltia group gathers in the morning lesson on Zoom. We had 30, 40 friends, and if there was a workshop, we had moderators dividing those 30 friends into rooms. If there was no workshop, we would be all watching the lesson together. Now we can't decide how we should all connect to the lesson as one group or be in separate tents. And Zaza answered correctly. Galaxy gives you a feeling of the ten, and Zoom gives you a feeling of the general group.
I can't tell you what to do. I want for you to decide on your own. This is something that I'm not familiar with. I'm not on the other side of the screen. Like, you see me, I'm sitting here in my room, in my chair. In front of me, there's a camera, and no one. There's no one around. On this floor, on the other side, 50 meters from here, there is broadcast. And there, they're working with Galaxy, with Zoom, with all of this stuff. This, I don't understand these things. The only thing that I know how to do is to push and turn these few buttons that I have, and that's it. How to turn on the screen and the camera. No one goes in here, no one does anything. Therefore, you have to decide yourselves, and I'm asking Alex Mizrahi and Shai, please think thoroughly about what they're saying, because to them it's important, and I'm happy to hear it is important for the Baltic group to be together, and they can't be together on Galaxy now. There is something of their connection that is lost. And even though that the Galaxy allows everyone to be in a 10, but it does not allow everyone to be connected, to feel that they're all connected, like in one room. I don't know what to do about this. I don't. And I can't tell you what's the right thing to do. Whatever you decide, this is how things are going to be. Maybe some will be this way, others will be that way. I don't know how to combine the two. Maybe among you there are experts that can help, because all of our friends, all in all, there are those that understand computers better and better, so try tried talking to different experts in Baltia and other places. Maybe you'll find a solution, because all in all, these systems are being constantly upgraded. So maybe something will come out of it.
In principle, the problem is not technology. The problem is, how do you make a decision in such a big group?
No, it's not a decision. This decision has to be such that we combine the good, the best of one method and the best of the other method, so you can be on both. Is it possible? And if it's impossible, then still, how to be with my 10, for example, or with my Balta group, and to also know how to connect with, I don't know, but you have to find a solution. All in all, it doesn't seem as that there's no solution.
Rav, can I add about that? You meet big groups, Italy, Moscow. Maybe we should call Mizrahi and you and understand the system so you will understand how Baltia works, so we don't take up time now. So we do it separately and talk about it. It's not a technological matter. It's an ideological matter.
They heard you and they will take care of this.
Niv, I want to say it's a general problem, not just of Baltia, any group that was used to gather physically, Moscow, Petah Tikva, big groups that were used to feeling this format of being all together. Now, everyone on the screens go into small rooms where they feel only their tents. And there have already been complaints about how do we feel the whole group. So first of all, the question is, do you feel that this thing is missing? Take Petah Tikva, for example. It could be just as well with Moscow or New York. They were used to gather and feel the whole group, and now they're in separate rooms. Are we missing this thing?
I think that we can't say it, whether it's lagging, missing or not, because we didn't have enough experience with it. We have to see. Still, we have to have the inclination to be in the inclination of connecting in all possible directions. But it's possible that in the meantime, it's impossible to realize or actualize all of these different variants. And therefore, we work with what we have. But still, talk about this, we have time throughout the day, and what I don't understand is, what do you need me for? Why can't you take responsibility for your own lives, for your responsibility, for your spirituality? What do you need a nanny for all the time? So, talk to Shaike, and talk to Alex Mizrahi and to a few more people and you that understand. And start putting these things together. I'll only be happy to hear that everything fell into place. And what do you need me for? You're like little kids running to their nanny, kindergarten teacher saying, he did this to me, he did that to me. Afterwards, I come to Alex Mizrahi, and he explains to me rationally that otherwise there is no other way to connect everyone. So I don't know who's right then. So please, today, give everyone an answer for everyone to understand what can be done. I don't want to talk about this anymore at all. So don't put him on the screen, but talk about this later on during the day. If there are other questions, then please. Moscow.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
We just wanted to say on behalf of all the friends, the Moscow group, after the lesson, when you do summaries in the tents, we gather in one Zoom, and our group team creates a lineup for every day during the week, 10-15 minutes after the lesson, so the whole group will feel as a group.
This is undoubtedly good. For sure. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Yeshila?
Do you have a question? We can't hear you. No. Erase it. Ita 4. Italy 4.
Visto che abbiamo tempo libero, possiamo è anche utile dedicarci allo studio.
We have a lot of free time. Can we dedicate it to learning Pticha, each one individually on his own?
You want to go over the preface again? No problem, we can do it. Just tell me when. You want to do it without me? Then without me, you want to do it with me? Maybe I'll find the strength and the time to do it. Please?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia.
Hello, Rav. Our question is a dissemination question. We see that the situation of the coronavirus in the African continent is a little different. The people, first of all, there in the corporeal level, they don't have the excess that the West has. They're struggling. They're mostly in survival mode. So our message, first of all, they cannot also do the health advisories because people cannot really stay at home without going to get food or to work. And our message about what they need to do, because the situation in Africa and the people in general are different, should it be different? And does the coronavirus have a different work in Africa?
אני לא יודע איך הוא פועל באפריקה.
I don't know how it works in Africa. And in general, I don't really take interest in how it evolves in each and every country. This is not what's important to us. What is important to us is the connection and not the way the corona works. Hear more, hear less. I think that in Africa, it should be easier because I heard that the heat decreases the intensity of the virus, and therefore, maybe because of that, the coronavirus in Africa is less powerful. This is the only thing that I can say. In general, I'm not really taking interest in what's going on in this world, but I'm more thinking about how can humanity go more quickly through the changes coming its way. This is what I'm concerned with. The changes that humanity, for humanity to experience them in the easiest and the quickest possible way. This is what I'm concerned with, and let's hope that this is how it's going to be. Caucasus.
Какова правильное намерение во время семинаров? То есть мы отвечаем.
What is the right intention during the workshops? We answer off questions, or should we mainly think about how to express, to speak in such a way that the group understands the question?
How to make it so that the group will be more united, more connected. This is what I need. And everything that I do, it's only in order to unite the group, or the 10, or furthermore, the entire group. Niv, you have something for the end of the lesson?
No, but the info group does. They're probably already there. They have announcements. Yair and all the friends. Hello, everyone. So we have dissemination reports and announcements. First, dissemination report in English, Gilad Shir. Right, the friends are really inspired, very energized. They're working to continue to disseminate the message and enrich themselves. And as we heard in the lesson, there's what to be proud of, but it comes with commitments. So, continuing on what is being done in South America, every day there's a dissemination meeting. Anyone who wants a group or a support group that will help him, motivate him to disseminate every day, Monday through Friday after the lesson, we disseminate together. This week we had more than 90 friends in this gathering. They gave us a lot of motivation and inspiration. Also today, or actually in the U.S. it's tomorrow, Sunday, 5 to 6 p.m. Israel time, the whole English-speaking world is invited to a dissemination training where we learn how to write on social media effectively, Facebook, Instagram, etc. The whole English-speaking world is invited. It'll be sent through the usual channels. Thank you very much, Gilad. In Hebrew, we want to mention that on the online campus of Kabbalah La'am, a new course was uploaded, Social Physics. It examines the human behavior in light of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll send the link to the landing page for anyone who wants to disseminate it or register. Now we'll move on to the daily schedule, Shai. So today we meet at 10:30 Israel time for writers' meeting. It'll be broadcast on Siva Tova. Afterwards it'll be at 1:30 an afternoon lesson. At 4 the webinar in Russian. And then we'll prepare for the Shivat Chavarim at 6:30, and from 6:45 to 7:30, the world gathering of friends, and then a meal at 7:45, hosted by North America, a day full of activities. Thank you very much, Shai. Vlad, what's happening on the Corona arena? Good morning, dear friends. The virus is really exciting. We have to be excited about what it does in the world and understand that it's hurting us physically, and physically each one can feel it, or mentally or emotionally, or it really infects someone and makes him sick. So we have to do everything to maintain our personal hygiene, not forget everything that the Ministry of Health recommends. Don't go out to public places, or if you do, wear masks, the same as when going to work, because by this we watch over each other. Good day. Thank you very much, Vlad. Dudi wants to ask a question now.
I want to say that the problem is simple. When I am next to other people, I think that I have a virus. What I think about is that I have the virus, and how do I not pass it on to them? Keep a 2-meter distance, put on a mask, do everything that you can, what's necessary. That what I'm concerned with is how not to pass on to others what I have, this bad thing that I have. Afterwards, you'll think about how not to pass on your inner bad to them, your ego. So it starts with health, and this way we'll gradually, and then we'll move on to thinking how do we pass on to something good to them, and this is how the virus gradually educates us. So Dudi, write an article about it. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we will write. Question is this. There are many different communities of New Age or mystics or esoterics or religious groups that call for mutual prayers, worldwide meditation, and they're taken over by storm, masses of people, and they're even calling us to join them. What do you think about this approach?
I have no relation to them at all. It's like Bala Sulam says, it's like Rabash writes, that these you have to distance yourself from them a bit, and from those a bit more, and from these completely you have to distance yourself from them altogether. Run away. So think how to run away from all of those that speak very similarly to you, but that have a method which is not the wisdom of Kabbalah. So for you, it is forbidden to be in any kind of contact with them. Run away from them as though they do not exist. Otherwise, you will not have a clean approach to spirituality, the Creator, the wisdom of Kabbalah. For me, they don't exist. For me exists just one thing. Me, my group, students who want to be only with me, the Rabash, Bala Sulam, and the Creator. Besides that, nothing. Wilderness. There's nothing in the world.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Some say that maybe it's good to connect its thoughts of others to...
I told you what I think. That's it. Don't sell me excuses. There are no excuses here. There aren't, and there can't be. Why are you continuing? Only showing how foolish you are to everyone. You can't be connected with anyone if you really want to be connected to real spirituality. Everything else, these are shells. Closer, more distant, and those that seem to you closer that you can reach some kind of agreement with them, run away with your eyes shut. Be well. And read that letter again. Where is it?
Rabash,
read it.
Concerning the environment.
Read it. Are you crazy? It's good that it's being revealed this way. It would have been worse if you would have made some kind of contact with them, that as if it's nice and good, with no one. No one, including the as if closest circles here, there, that also turn to us in relation to the Lel Seder, in relation to other things. No connection. We have no connection with them, to them. From this point on, you have to know this, remember this, because I'm not always going to be around.
In the Passover booklet, it's in Rabash, sorted notes.
Only that excerpt. That would be enough. Therefore, something like that.
This means that the keeping from the environment is mainly from environment of those who fear the Creator. They are Pharaoh's servants. Pharaoh is, as the Ari said, that the exile in Egypt was that the view of Kedusha, holiness, was in exile. And Pharaoh was suckling the abundance which is the will to receive.
Meaning the klipa, the sitra achra, comes to you and starts tempting you. And you're thinking, what? It's nothing. These are nice, ordinary people. It's a klipa. And it destroys everything. And it is entirely against us.
They are regarded as working only for their own benefit, and they have no connection to the work of bestowal, because their intention is only to benefit themselves.
even though that it seems that they're all really, I don't know, they're pretty and nice and everything.
And the keeping that should be from them is because on the surface it seems like they are working, engaging in Torah and prayer with excitement and are meticulous about all kinds of precisions. For this reason, they are called those who fear the Creator. Otherwise, they would not be called so. And yet, internally, they are enslaved to Pharaoh, meaning that their only aim is to satisfy their own wishes and needs, and they have no connection to the work of bestowal.
That's it. Meaning, do they want the same goal, the same things? No. So, to begin with, there is no step that you can take together with them forward. Therefore, don't answer them, because if you do, even if you say something against, then you start arguing with them. You're already in contact with them. It's like with a serpent and Adam HaRishon that started discussing maybe, maybe not, should you not. Don't get into these things with the serpent. This is how I am. These are our books. This is our path. And that's that. And we don't want to talk about nothing else. No matter who comes to you from the Ministry of Health, religion, no matter who and what, this is who we are and only. And as much as we care, the entire world can be against us or opposed to us. Don't go into any kind of cooperations with everyone. There is no cooperation. There's or a partnership. There's just one upper force that is revealed according to one method, and this is what we follow. Be well.
Thank you very much, Rav. Another short report by Dani Chaimovich. He'll tell us about a special broadcast this evening.
Can you hear me?
Hear me? Good. So, yeah. We're very happy to report. Can't understand him. Three weeks ago, we had a radio show on Kabbalah Alam every Sunday. It's called Love in the Air, from week to week. We get more listeners. Dani, your sound is terrible. Very hard to understand you.
Get everyone mics. How many times do I have to mention this? Who's next in line?
Okay, I'll just summarize what Dani wanted to say. There's a special broadcast this evening to the students of the Point in the Heart special program for Passover. They want to invite you to the broadcast. They'll talk to you during the day. And we'll move on to the last report of Itai about the galaxy. This evening we'll talk about galaxy and one other thing called Zoom, because there's a difference in the security of Zoom. So, regarding Galaxy, anyone asking a question, please pay attention. The minute you're done asking, mute yourself again. If you leave your microphone open, noise enters the system and it seriously diminishes the quality of the broadcast. So, you're done asking, mute yourself. So all the friends can hear Rav properly. This is regarding Galaxy. Regarding Zoom, they added more security levels on Zoom, which means that in many cases they use passwords. So normally, until now, we were using Zoom and we always had the usual links we were using during the day. From now on, we'll have to add a password. So I have two things to say about that. First, if you have a regular link, then you can go in there into the settings of the link and remove the need for a password. If you can't manage it, go into Galaxy. Everyone just use Galaxy. Specifically regarding Petah Tikva, we're working on fixing it for all the tens. Today by 11:30, you'll get an update about Zoom. But in Petah Tikva and everywhere, if you can't remove the need, the requirement for a password, either set it as a fixed number like 1234, or just use Galaxy. Thank you very much. Itai, thank you very much. A short report that I was given to before we got to the song. Yesterday, there was a world women gathering of friends with 560 women from all over the world. Right now, also 113 women are connected to our lessons. So friends, thank you very much. We'll go out to a song. Have a good day.
Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we will send to him the prayer of any promise below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone, and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we will send to him the prayer of many from us below. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we will send to him the prayer of many from us below.